Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, a respectable 14 for you today.
Yes.
So we'll get underway, and this is a rare appearance. Sam Delaney and Andy Dawson in the Clips of the Week on the warm-up, discussing the former Sunderland midfielder Jack Rodwell.
What went wrong? Was he plagued by injuries?
There were some injuries. There were a lot of niggling injuries. I don't think his head was in the right place.
Well, that's going to keep you out for at least a month, isn't it?
That's quite a serious injury.
That is. That's
a bit of a
good
Bert Trautman. And here's Charlie Baker now asking Mike Parry about his fetching headwear.
You've got the old Peaky Blinders hat on in that picture, I see.
Yes, that's right.
Were you wearing that before it was popular?
Well, it was given to me by the man who created and wrote Peaky Blinders. Stephen King.
Yeah, that'll make him feel special. Your good friend Stephen King. I think it's Stephen Knight, isn't it, of course,
well,
Mike?
Done.
And I don't think you're going to be getting any more hats after that. You're going to be hat-free. Here's Rupert Bell chatting about his missus.
If I told her she was scruffy, she'd absolutely...
Yeah, anyway,
I'd be in trouble. Good job she's not listening. She rang me up with a domestic crisis this morning. How do I freeze my beans?
Well, I think a doctor is the first port of call. Maybe, Rupert, and have a bit of a chat about it. Good luck.
And this is Jim White and Dean Saunders saluting our club supporters.
These fans are amongst the best. Light-hearted, optimistic, upbeat. The best?
They're the best fans. I mean,
they're the best fans.
And it's the only city I've ever been to where everybody wears a Newcastle shirt.
That's right. It would be odd if it was Liverpool, wouldn't it?
They're all massively popular in Sunderland, I find,
yeah,
Newcastle shirt. But
yeah,
there we are. So this is Nigel Botherwell on Fisherman's Blues, who's a poet and don't know it.
When I went out earlier in the year, only about a month ago, we were catching some lovely wrasse. I caught a bass.
I met a lass. I said mass. I went to the Soviet agency, TASS.
With Cass.
With
you
Cass.
Get the idea with that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, what's next then?
It's sports newsreader Craig Wakelin.
Hart was on loan at West Ham last season. Pep Boss Guardiola says nothing's been decided yet.
He's known just as the boss, Pep Boss Guardiola. There's no one bosser, is there, let's be honest.
Not boss Pep Guardiola.
Now, here's Danny Kelly on Breakfast. And listen closely to this, to his co-host, Sam Allardyce, when Danny reveals their next guest.
We've got a tremendous amount still to get through in the next couple of hours, and we'll be hearing from Tony Bellew very, very soon as well here on the Sports Breakfast.
It's almost like the voice of a ghost, isn't it? It's like the ghost of Sam Allardyce there. Just if you didn't catch it, just listen very... Tony. Listen very quite menacing, isn't it?
It is.
They're here. Have a listen to this.
In the next couple of hours, and we'll be hearing from Tony Bellew very, very soon as well here
Tony.
On the Sports Breakfast.
Tony.
Bob Harris.
I'm going to get you, Tony. You don't know where to hide, Tony. It's really quite menacing there, wasn't it?
Menacing, yeah, yeah. Time now for our TalkSport Quarter of the Week to the Jim White Show.
Mick in Grimsby. Mick, good morning.
Good morning,
Mick. Hello, Mick. What do you want to say on this and the Luke Shaw thing?
Hello.
Hello, mate. Hello, mate. You with us?
Talk Sport. Caller of the Week.
I'll never forget Mick's call.
Great to hear from Mick, wasn't it?
Tremendous.
I think he won the Wits Caller of the Week. Now, back to Mike Parry and to Charlie Baker. And Mike doing a very good Chewbacca impression.
You could improve your skills, couldn't you?
Well, you do that coaching, don't you?
You could improve your you could improve your leadership skills by learning different.
He was just the first bit, Mike.
I can't
he?
Tell the difference.
Really? Okay, fair enough.
Here are the closing moments of Sunday's Fisherman's Blues.
George will be in a minute. I've always been to ask this. I've never got round to it. I've got about 30 seconds. So Victoria Bourne's in, ready for the spot. I'm just going to ask her quickly. Victoria, have you ever been fishing?
No.
Got another 25 seconds, nice. Any other questions you want to ask her?
Staying with Victoria.
Around 1 million public sector workers are set to get their biggest pay rise in almost a decade. Police, dentists and GPs will get 2% more.
Police dentists?
I used to love that series.
I mean, with funding so tight, I'm surprised the police have still got their own dentists.
It's incredible.
Previously on Police Dentists. You could just see it, couldn't you?
You could.
24 hours to get those cavity filled or you're off the case. And finally...
Yes, is it me?
No, wait, it doesn't really matter. Go on, go for it.
You may recall Rupert Bell getting very emotional when discussing a fine British golfer.
Matthew Southgate, another Englishman, going along very nicely at 3 under par. Just beginning their rounds at the moment. Justin Rose.
Oh, Justin Rose. Yeah. Well, it happened again this week, and he's just a bigger fan of America's Kevin Kisner.
Kevin Kisner's quietly going about his business. He's 3 under for his round, and that's 8 under with another birdie.
Oh, Kevin Kisner. He loves Kevin. Yeah, I wonder what happened there. I think somebody may have frozen his beans.
That's probably what it was.
Anyway, there's the clips of the week. Thank you.
Not bad, considering Alan wasn't in.
Well, we were expecting very little.
I thought it would be about 3.
Oh, yeah, but he's back. Is he back next week?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Is he? We don't know.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thanks to Sonny Sandu, Matt Bisp, Peter Driscoll, Ben F., the IL. These are all people who suggested
these are all real.
This week.
Yeah.
John Clark, Alan Jenkins, not him again. Alan Percival, Alex Hawks, does he? Paul Atkinson, David Clark, and Scotty Williston. That's a fairly normal bunch. None of
fairly
those
normal,
most
yeah.
tavern names in there for a change, unless I've completely missed a glaring one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.